Closer to Kiev, I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Russian troops moving toward the Ukrainian capital.
We do assess that they have made progress in the last 24 hours in getting closer to Kiev.
Via Pentagon spokesman John Kirby, Reuters is reporting fighting is raging on the outskirts of the Ukrainian capital.
It was a sleepless night for many people in this city. The shelling and the bombardment, greater and stronger than we have seen it so far since we've been here. Still not in the center of the city itself, but off in the distance, in the east and to the northwest. Heavy bombardment, not just the artillery we often hear, but something bigger, either Grad rockets or airstrikes. There is a sense now that the offensive against the capital city has begun.
Fox's Benjamin Hall in Kiev. Russian forces now reported within 10 miles of the city. Ukraine's government says the Russian military has shelled a mosque, sheltering more than 80 people in the city of Mariupol. And Russian forces seem to be in control of the southern Ukrainian city of Volnovakha. The Biden administration continues to respond economically.
The U.S., along with EU and G7 allies, will move to revoke favored nation status for Russia, a step that would allow tariffs to be imposed.
Another crushing blow to the Russian economy. It's already suffering very badly from our sanctions.
Revoking most favored nation status requires action by Congress in the U.S., though the idea already has bipartisan support. President Biden is also banning Russian imports of seafood, alcohol, and diamonds.
Fox's Jared Halperin. Russia calling a meeting of the United Nations Security Council yesterday to claim the U.S. and Ukraine are stockpiling chemical weapons. U.S. UN Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield calling it more Russian disinformation.
It is Russia that has well-documented history of using chemical weapons. It is Russia who is the aggressor.
The Pentagon vehemently denying the chemical weapons claims. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The average price of gasoline has actually dropped a fraction of a cent from yesterday, according to the AAA, but it's still above $4.32 a gallon. But crude oil is trading higher, now at $125 a barrel. Gabby Petito's parents suing her admitted killer's parents.
The Petitos accused Chris and Roberta Laundrie of being aware their son killed their daughter, helping him flee justice. In early September, Brian Laundrie returned to his parents' home in Florida from a cross-country trip without Gabby Petito. Laundrie disappeared later that month. His remains were eventually found in a swampy area. He'd committed suicide. The FBI says Laundrie confessed to killing Petito in a note. Her body was found near Jackson Hole, Wyoming. The lawsuit says Laundrie also confessed to his parents, but the lawsuit notes they didn't report their son had gone missing for 4 days, allowing him to evade police. Their family attorney says the lawsuit is baseless. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A Columbus, Ohio police officer will not face charges for the shooting death of a teenage girl last spring. A grand jury has found his use of deadly force was justifiable. He still faces 22 civil lawsuits from 22 women who claim that Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson sexually harassed or assaulted them, but he won't face criminal charges, a grand jury declining to indict Watson. The NFL still conducting its own investigation. Former President Trump with another rally tonight.
Former President Trump's Save America rally at the Florence Regional Airport is his first visit to South Carolina since losing the 2020 presidential election. Florence is located in the 7th Congressional District, represented by Congressman Tom Rice, who was one of the 10 Republicans who voted to impeach the former president after the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. The rally is seen as support for State Representative Russell Fry, among others. The former president has endorsed Fry in his challenge to the seat held by Tom Rice.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.